Sunday and Monday, Parshas Bechukai, Shir 302. Rav Shmuel David Wolkins Hatzal, who learned in Radin for 13 years, writes over the following story about the Chavetz Chaim. He said that one of the difficult nights of the First World War, he was by the Chavetz Chaim and he heard him talking to some individuals that were getting downtrodden about the matzav. They were having difficulty, they were struggling being able to digest what was going on. And the Chavetz Chaim told them like this. He said, what are you so afraid of? Why are you so misyayish? Why are you giving up? Chazal say, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, that on the day that Adam Rishon was created, when the sun set, he said, Oili shebishvili shesarachti oilam choyshech ba'adi. He started wailing, and he said, because I did an Avera, the world is turning dark. V'yachzer oylam l'tayhu v'vayu. And the world is going to go back to tayhu v'vayu. It's going to go back to being desolate. V'zuhi misa sheniknisa alayim en hashamayim. And this is the misa that the Rabbeinu Shlom said that Adam Rishon will receive because of his Avera. He was sitting and he was fasting, and he cried the whole night. This is what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says. And Chava was crying opposite him. Kivon omar min. Once the next morning came and the sun rose, he said, obviously, this is minhag ha'olam. This is the way the world runs. And the Chavetz Chaim said that Adam Rishon was terrified on that first night because he never experienced such a concept. He never understood that there's such a thing called Cheshech. And he thought this was obviously the destruction of the world and there will be no end to the darkness. But once he saw the Amud HaShachar, once he saw that the sun rose, and he realized that after the night comes a day, and after the night comes light, he wasn't afraid anymore. He realized it's temporary. Yes, it's scary, but eventually there'll be a Yeshua. And the Chavetz Chaim turned to the individuals and he said, I have a question for you. Is this the first night that we experienced? Is this the first tsaris that Klal Yisrael experienced in their history? What are you so afraid of? We experienced many tsaris, Rachmana Litzlan, since we became a nation. We didn't only have one night, we had many nights that passed over us. There wasn't just one nation that tried to destroy us. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam, like we say Pesach by night. The Ribbono Shel Olam saves us. And we're here, and we're alive today. If so, says the Chavetz Chaim, Manishtana halayla hazemi kol halaylas. Why is this night different than any other night that you're so afraid of it? We have to understand and believe that night does not last forever. And even if it's dark and it seems like there's no hope, at the end, the morning will come. Minhagai shel oylam hu, like Adam Rishon said. This is the way the world runs. And the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us a very powerful lesson. People have difficult times, and people have very difficult times. But we have to remember that this is minhagai shel olam. Part of life is difficulty. And then Be'ezer Hashem, the morning will come. Our job is to not give up, and not feel forlorn, and not feel lost, and not feel far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to have emunah and to have betachin that the Yeshua will come very soon.